Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Maybe you've already heard of Skims, but do you know about their Fits Everybody collection? It might just be their best kept secret. I've tried several pieces from this collection now, and I have to tell you, I'm a convert. The feeling is like no other pieces I've worn before. It is so stretchy, so soft. It kind of just melts onto your body and you forget that you're wearing it. I love it, and I think everyone needs to experience this level of comfort from their clothes. It's even noticeable the second you take the Fits Everybody products right out of the bag. The material is truly what stood out to me the most when I received it. And this is true across the collection, from all different types of intimates to my bodysuit that I love to wear with jeans and more. The Fits Everybody collection is available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. You can shop now at skims.com. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that I sent you. Just select podcast in the survey and be sure to select my show, The Newsworthy, in the drop-down menu that follows. Today is Saturday, April 1st. When we as adults can barely grapple with another school shooting in America, how can our kids? What are they hearing and thinking and struggling with? And what in the world can we say to help them as their go-to trusted adults? We're doing our best to answer some of those questions for you in today's episode. You'll hear from the creators of a news podcast for kids called The 10 News, about how they frame and explain tragic events like this to their much younger audience, and how that show might give you a starting point for a tough conversation. But first, we're talking with a clinical psychologist and parent educator, Dr. Jasmine McCoy. She's also the host of the podcast, The Mom Psychologist Show. Our chat with her is actually part of the conversation we first aired last May, right after the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Unfortunately, there's now a reason to run it again. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, where we provide all the day's news in 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. It's now time for today's Special Edition Saturday. The mom psychologist, Dr. Jasmine McCoy, thank you so much for coming on the Newsworthy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before we dig into how we should be talking to kids about this elementary school shooting, can we first just acknowledge that this is hard for everybody, adults included?
Yes, yes. Again, I'm so honored to be here and to talk about this. It's sad that we have to talk about this, but this is our reality right now. And as we are navigating these conversations with our kids, we as parents and caregivers and teachers, we're trying to process this news as well. So it is very hard.
At what age do you think kids are going to hear about this anyway, so maybe we as the parent or a trusted adult should bring this up with them first? And are there any ages where you think, you know what, maybe don't bring this up, maybe protect them from this?
Yes, very good question, because it's important to realize the way that we approach this conversation and the way that we talk about this with our kids is going to change as they age. And so before 8, you may consider not sharing this news with your child because it will likely be hard for them to process. And actually, the American Academy of Pediatrics doesn't recommend approaching this topic with kids under 8. However, if it directly impacts your family, or if you feel like they may hear about this from others, like at school, then it is important to really consider bringing it up, because you do want to open the conversation up with them and dispel any myths or help just prepare them for what they're going to hear and create that safe space.
And to be clear, why is it better that they hear something from you or a trusted adult instead of just at school or the media or somewhere else?
Yeah, because in general, it's important to send the message to our kids that I am a safe person to come to. I am a safe person to talk about anything, that I'm not afraid to have these hard conversations. Yes, they are hard. Yes, this is tough. And I wish we didn't have to have these conversations. But at the same time, I'm not afraid of them. And I'm here to answer any questions that you may have. Also, what commonly can happen is that they may hear misinformation from the media or their peers. And so it's important to open these conversations up so that you can dispel any myths or answer any questions that they have about what they've heard.
If you don't mind, let's get kind of specific about how the conversation might go with different age groups of children. I know you posted a guide on Instagram that people can check out as well. Can you walk us through at least some of that?
Sure. So for toddlers and preschoolers, at this age, they're usually not developmentally ready to process. So I recommend trying as best as you can to shield them from the news. But what they will pick up on is your emotional reactions. And oftentimes that can impact them more. And, you know, if they see you upset, visibly upset, crying, and they ask you about it, it's okay to be honest about your feelings. And you can just say something as simply like, I'm feeling sad right now about something that happened far away, and all feelings are okay. And you can invite them to ask any questions if that feels appropriate. But around this age, as children, around toddler and preschool years, don't be alarmed if you start to notice themes in their play of conflict, fighting, fairness, good versus evil, power and control, or even death. This is common. This is actually healthy. And it's their way of processing these themes within themselves. So if you notice these, just take this as an opportunity to observe and learn more about what's coming up for your child. Try not to shut it down or even redirect it. Because again, this is how they process the world around them. And this is how they share, you know, their internal world with you.
Yeah, that's really good advice. What about the next age group that may have more questions?
Sure. So let's talk about that 6 to 10 age range. Make sure that you keep your information short and sweet. Less is best. And you want to kind of use their questions to form what you say. It might sound something like, you know, something horrible happened far away in a state called Texas. You can just say that a shooting happened at a school and some people were hurt, and then invite them to share, have they heard about it? So you kind of want to open the conversation and get them talking and sharing if they've heard about it, what they've heard about it, how this makes them feel, and then go from there.
And any thoughts and suggestions for older kids over 10?
Yeah. So you, again, want to invite them to share what they know. That's a really great way to start the conversation and, you know, what they know, how they're feeling about the event. And around this age range, the preteens and the teens, they're developing their beliefs about morality, social issues, gun violence, laws, and more. So they oftentimes are ready to dive into a deeper conversation. So be ready for that. Be prepared. But again, just come at it that I want to listen. I want to hear what's coming up for you. Follow their lead. Let them determine the level of conversation. And also don't be surprised if maybe they don't want to talk about it with you and they more so want to talk about it with their friends. That's developmentally appropriate as well. And around this time too, what can be very empowering for kids is to look for solutions and ways to get involved. So maybe that means attending a rally together or lobbying lawmakers or writing a letter to the victims' families or donating to organizations. Just kind of inviting them to get proactive if they feel ready to do that, because that can be a great way to help them feel effective and empowered.
For even more advice from the mom psychologist, including what to do if you think you might have already overshared with your kids, listen to the full interview we aired last May. We put a link in today's episode notes. But first, we still have a lot more for you today. I'm chatting with both the creator and a co-host of a podcast called The 10 News, which is a twice-weekly news show specifically for curious kids. Creator and executive producer Tracy Leeds Kaplan, along with the head writer and co-host Ryan Willard, join me next. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. I have really enjoyed my experience with Green Chef. Getting all the ingredients right to my door is so convenient. The recipes are actually easy to follow. The food seems to always be delicious. And it makes me feel really accomplished to have made such a fancy and healthy meal, like chicken with garlic charred rice with apricot pan sauce and roasted almonds. Plus, you're getting premium sustainable food. For example, 100% of Green Chef's seafood meets the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch rankings of certified best choice or good alternative. Whether you go with their premium proteins or only their seasonal organic produce, your box will help to reduce food waste. Yep, with Green Chef, you're reducing food waste by up to 38% versus grocery shopping. And get this, Green Chef is the only meal kit that is both carbon and plastic offset. Do note that Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, so I love that my listeners can now enjoy both brands at a discount. Go to greenchef.com/newsworthy60 and use code newsworthy60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. Again, go to greenchef.com/newsworthy60 and use that code newsworthy60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. Okay, now to my conversation with Tracy Leeds Kaplan and Ryan Willard of The 10 News, a new show for curious kids. Tracy and Ryan, thank you so much for coming on The Newsworthy.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
So when something tragic happens, especially a school shooting like we had again earlier this week, unfortunately, what are you thinking about in terms of how to cover it for kids and even if to cover it?
We really start from an assumption of they're hearing about it. When you think about the text notifications that you may have on your phone from Apple News, or kids that, you know, maybe have the news on in their household and are coming to the school. So we start from there. Also, you know, at least in my household, my kids tend to be listening when I think they're not listening. So we start from there and think about what are the terms that they're hearing? What is kind of a basic facts and information that we can help share so that then they can feel empowered to ask a question or share concerns or questions that they have about the news that they've been hearing.
And I saw that the day after the shooting in Nashville, your episode actually did not address it. Was that thought through, or was it just we need more time to really think about how we want to cover this?
So while we do try and be as timely as we possibly can with certain topics, unfortunately, this is one of those topics that happens all the time. So we try and regroup for a second and figure out how we can frame this in a different way and what topics we haven't covered within this space yet, and what new information is brought to light to just help kids understand what's happening.
After the Uvalde, Texas school shooting last May, you told kids to make sure that they listened to the episode you did about gun safety and gun violence alongside a trusted adult. So what was your hope for what that listening experience would be? And why was it so important to tell them to have a grown-up there for a topic like this?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, we get a lot of notes from parents thanking us when we do those episodes and asking for more. I think in a lot of families, the grown-ups don't necessarily feel comfortable for where to start with having a conversation, and they want to have a conversation. And so we really think about that and kind of give permission to families to listen to something together so they can start those conversations. It also, I think, gives permission to the kids who may be really anxious and, you know, feel like, oh, wait, why aren't my parents or grownups in my family, why aren't we talking about this? And so to be able to say, you know, hey, can you listen to this with me? Because I actually have a lot of questions and I have anxiety around this. Whereas maybe without having that episode, they could be having that anxiety, but not have that opportunity to reach out to their adult and say, hey, I want to have a conversation around this.
So as you work on an episode that might mention a school shooting, what is your thought process? How are you going to frame this on the show?
Well, first of all, when we have a topic like this, we feel the feels and we try and remember that these are real people and that these people are affected. And then we take a step back and look at what we've done, what's being covered, and we try and figure out what kind of questions can spark the type of change we might want to see in this situation. And I think we can all agree that we want to keep our kids safe. So with this particular next episode, we're thinking about, like, how should parents talk to kids about gun violence, but also how do kids talk to their parents about it? And how do they ask the questions about change, why it's not happening, why it is happening, what we can all do about it? So we want to spark conversations in all directions, if possible.
And I assume that you're trying to strike a balance too, right, of keeping them informed while also not oversharing to a point where it's going to cause a lot of fear and anxiety in kids.
That's why we don't sometimes we purposely don't put something out right away because we're very fortunate that we have trusted advisors and experts that we reach out to make sure that we're speaking about things in a kid-appropriate manner and really making sure that we are doing it in a way that isn't adding more fear and anxiety and really giving our listeners the tools to be able to understand what's going on and have further conversations at home.
What questions do you tend to hear back from kids, especially after tragic events like this?
So they're just questioning why they are in danger when they've done nothing wrong. That's what a lot of the kids seem to be curious about is, I don't understand why the adults would allow this. Why aren't we safe?
We also get questions that I think we're all asking ourselves. Why would someone do this? Again, we try to share what we know from a fact perspective. But I think also for, you know, people listening at home, like, it's also okay to, you know, if your child asks that, to say, I don't know. I don't understand why.
Well, even on typical news days, you mentioned some high-level topics. How do you know what kids already know and then what you need to explain?
Kids today have more information at their fingertips than any human has ever had on this planet. So the only safe thing is to assume that they are smarter than us. They have more information and we just don't know what they know. So that's why we think it's important to create conversations with them. The only real way to understand is by asking them questions and letting them ask you questions. And we really just try and present the facts and give them the tools to have conversations about it without trying to sway them in one direction or another.
So I'll just add to that, that Ryan's character on the show is the stand-in for the curious kid. We always put him in this role of being the one who's saying, like, I don't understand this. Help me understand it. Because I think also, you know, it helps our listeners to hear, oh, wait, Ryan is he's in charge. He's the host of the show and he doesn't get it. So it's okay that I don't get it.
Anything else you want to add or just a final thought for the audience?
I was going to say to any kids listening, stay cool, be curious, and always be kind. I know it's a really tough time right now, but ask the hard questions with any adults that you possibly can. Do all the research you can, learn as much as you can, and that is how we will get change.
Well, thank you so much to all of our guests today. To listen to the 10 News and get more info from the Mom Psychologist, you can search for their shows wherever you like to listen to podcasts. And if you found today's information helpful, we always appreciate it if you're willing to share it on social media and tag us or text it and mention it to a friend. As always, join us again each Monday through Friday to help start your day in the know with our signature 10-minute news roundups. So we'll be back on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.